on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's Tuesday, is on assignment. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room there. We might have a couple of new rules in the chat room. Don't be banned. That's your first one. Today is the 15th of June. It's Freedom Day. Today is Freedom Day from Newsom, unless he's decided to extend the shutdown.
Oh, Carl, I didn't know he was in charge of your freedom. Yeah, you've changed.
He's not. He's
in charge, changed on
he's
me.
He's in charge of making these proclamations, which make no sense. Anyway, 7:06 in the morning.
He can't do freedom for me. No, he's not in charge of my freedom.
He can.
I'm out on that one too.
Yeah. 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And with me today, of course, is Ted Leidy, and they've already started. And Perry Cremains, of course, Ted from Northern Firearms Instruction, but also a realtor now down at Redden House of Realty with the Middletons.
Yes, sir. Love it. Love it. Loving my new gig as a realtor. I'm just eating it up, but I'll tell you I'm busy. I can't tell you I am busy.
You know, he used to whinge to me about, NFI, I am gone all the time. I've got this and this and this. And then what's he do? He goes into real estate, which takes a certain amount of time, too. So I'm waiting to see which one will drive you straight in, you know, face first into the ground.
I had this. I want to do one more career. And it was going to be a people career, you know, where you get up and shake hands and take care of people.
What do you think NFI is? Why has NFI grown the way it has to 46 different locations?
Yeah. Well, because of that.
Yeah, it's because, dude, I was on a cruise ship with this guy in Alaska, right? The ship pulls into this port in Sitka, Alaska, and Native Americans, Inuit, were coming up and yelling from the dock, "Is Ted here? Hey, Ted!"
Not true.
It's true. It's true. They were doing that. And pretty soon, Ted had on Ukluks and was doing a dance out there with the Native Americans. Yeah. You know, and Lisa, his beautiful, lovely wife, is there going, "How'd they know him?" And I said, "Everybody knows him. Let's hope we don't go to Cambodia." And, of course, Perry Cremains is here. Perry, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
Just for hunting, he and another, you know what? You're kind of business, just for hunting, and you guide people, I mean, literally all over the world. That's a people business.
Absolutely. And thank goodness that people business during all of this, whatever's been going on the last couple of years, is still in play. You know, people, and especially now, people really want to get out.
Well, you know, the thing about it is when you're hunting the way you do, you're out there in the open, and it's not like there's a large group of people.
It's the original social distancing.
Yeah. It's like living in Modoc County. I mean, that's why they didn't have any cases. If the only time they're crowded is if they're gathering, if they're having a roundup for their herd of cattle up there.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They still had some though.
They had some.
It got to them a little bit. And I think, didn't they just have a breakout in the sheriff's department in Modoc County?
I frankly, after all this time, I'm not sure what a breakout is anymore. Governor Newsom has said today is the day we can go into, you know, they can open up, which is, you know, many people, I really truly believe, especially when you get up to Northern California, you know, we had opened anyway, but when you think of places like LA and those where they were having severe cases of it because they're crowded in on each other the way they are,
a bunch of dirty hippies too, you know. Yeah. Come on.
Hey, don't discourage me. I'm headed to L.A. this evening, actually.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Dirty hippies.
Yeah, a bunch of dirty hippies.
You know, let's talk about that for a second. The hippies from the 60s are now, in many cases, business owners who are conservative as hell.
I'm just telling you, it's just a term I grew up with.
I know.
Hey, here's the thing.
You mean marijuana growers?
No.
Well, yeah, okay. When I was going to college, I remember the huge thing on campus. I went to a cowboy college, Central Washington State College. It's now Central Washington State University. But the big thing when I was a sophomore there was four or five graduate students were busted for marijuana, for possession of marijuana, for smoking marijuana. Not only were they put in jail, they were expelled from the college.
No.
Oh, yeah. Now, you got to remember, this was back in like 67, 68. In marijuana, it was rearing its head in other places, but it just kind of worked its way out to cowboy country there. And they expelled them from the school. They were in jail, and it was headline news in the Ellensburg paper.
Yeah, I believe that. You remember how it was.
We were growing up.
You remember, actually a lot of my friends are hippies and have always been. I grew up in a hippie family in Cottonwood.
Wait a minute, a Cottonwood hippie family?
Oh, yeah.
You wore a mullet. You wore a mullet. That was...
I had a mullet, yeah. I was mulleted out.
Ted Dirt.
It's Dirté. French pronunciation.
Ted
Dirté. Dirté. Yeah, it's French pronunciation. You remember in the 60s, it was all about the dirty hippies. Laying on the grass in San Francisco, never showering, smelling the place up, all that. But those people are great, obviously.
Well, it has nothing to do with today. I guess you could call the homeless hippies?
No.
Because they lay out.
No, more like hobos.
No, hobos went from place to place.
That's true. They were transient.
Today a guy was crossing the sidewalk where I was pulling out. I was coming down the street and I stopped and he was obviously, just probably woke up and had a blanket around him. And I motioned for him, go on across there. So he goes across, he nods his head, and he turns around and he says, "Hey, you got..." And I went, "No.
Got nothing for you, buddy."
No, I don't. I used up all of my goodwill today letting you cross the street right now, so...
What do you think about building those tiny homes and making little communities for the homeless?
You know what? Here we go. I don't have this place up.
Is it time to start drinking?
I do not have a problem with that, and I'll tell you why. As long as there's some kind of rules there, in sense of if you want to come in and we provide housing for you and we provide security in this, that you get into a program to get yourself out of this.
Oh, that's not happening.
Well, we don't know that.
They're not going to do that.
No.
They're going to be like, then I won't go in there.
Well, many of them will. I think you'd be surprised. Even if we get, 10% of them or 10% that do that say, okay, I will get into a program, then I have no problem with that. We get them off the streets. We get them into a place where they can actually be safe, and then they move on with that. I have no problem with that. If you just said there's no rules, you just get off the street, yeah, then I have a problem with it because now I'm paying for them to continue their way of life, which is a suck on the people and our resources. If you want to help yourself, I'll do anything. And I know you two. If you put it that way, you two would be right there helping them build a house.
Of course.
As long as they were going to do something to get out of the situation they're in.
And right.
As long as they had there was a goal, and that goal was actually held through. Stay the course.
Of course I don't have a problem with that.
But that becomes their home. And what happens is they decide they're not going to follow through because, they're just not going to. And if they didn't, then what are you going to do? You going to toss them back out on the street? We can't do that. We just can't do it.
Sure, I can. If they're not playing
boys. No, and not. It's a home. They'll start having children and raising families in there, and you're not going to put them on the street.
Yeah, watch me. The thing is, you're signing this that says, I'm going to do this to get myself out of the situation. And if they do that, of course, but as soon as, if you don't do that, then I'm not providing you housing. I'm not providing you mentorship. I'm not. Just get out on the street and go down to San Francisco, get your free heroin and all this.
Take your chances.
And who would manage all of that?
Well, it's going to be Health and Human Services.
Oh, see, we're up against our first obstacle.
And
we're at our first hard stop.
And Hill Country. and other nonprofits, like, you know, churches that will be, somebody will be in charge of this. The city is not going to be in charge.
No.
No, of course not. Because, you know, and my question is once you provide that, what about insurance when somebody gets hurt? Well, that comes under the people that are running it. The only thing is if you provide a test bed of 10 little homes and see how it works, you know, what do you got to lose?
Right. Yeah,
obviously what we're doing now is not working. I mean, there's homeless out there, and they're not getting less. We can move them from spot to spot. I mean,
what do you think about like a place for them, like a campground or whatever? You know, not homes, but a place that everybody can get into. How do you feel about that?
I don't like that.
Why? Because you think it would just be like a big encampment and turn into a slum later?
Yeah. No, I think that you're putting everybody into one spot, and then what if they don't want to stay there?
Well,
but we got to take a break here.
Oh, come on. We're having a great time.
Well, let's not forget we could take some of that stimulus, like $1 trillion, and reopen mental health facilities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love
that
idea.
You know what? We haven't even addressed that yet, and mental health facilities, because our jail is a holding facility for people that are mentally ill. And that's just, you know, they're not so bad that they're 5150s, but they've obviously got problems. You know, they break things, they steal things. I saw an article where some guy was arrested for the 50th time.
Yeah.
50th time.
Yeah, he's all interested in your justice system, ain't he? Got his full and undivided attention.
Yeah. And that was 50 times in 2 months.
Yeah, no, it was this year.
It wasn't 2 months.
It was
the fourth or fifth time this year.
Yeah.
Fifth time. So, at least. And then you add it up. But the reason he's doing that is there's no room in the jail. And we can address that later. But we're here to talk about, you know, just for hunting and that. But we're going to get into everything. Why not? And then Sam Paredes from Gun Owners California is going to call around 8 o'clock. But if you've got any comments, it's kind of... Ted and Carl are always fun to listen to. They have lots of fun. Yeah, and then we've got Perry in here, too. And I tell you what, he is the force multiplier.
Yeah.
Hey, and don't forget, don't get banned.
Yeah, don't get banned.
Oh,
what do they call that? The button that you got to push?
Delete.
If you say the A word?
A word.
The dump button.
The dump button.
You know what? We started out, we didn't even do the weather, buddy. Give us the weather here that's going to be today and this week, because we got to watch out.
Let's see.
I know. You've moved on.
It's currently 61 degrees. Today, we're going to see a high of 88, a low of 66. Tomorrow, a high of 104 with a low of 72. On Thursday, we have a excessive heat warning starting at 11 a.m., which will end Saturday at 9 p.m., with a high of 111, a low of 75. On Friday, a high of 110, a low of 75. And on Saturday, a high of 108 with a low around 74.
Did you hear that? 110? Okay. Let's put it in perspective, my friends. Death Valley, it's 126. So, just a perspective. But who walks through Death Valley?
Well, to put a little more in perspective, I just got back from 12 days in Mississippi, and I would say it rained every day, humidity. But I'll tell you, I'm thinking it probably rained 50 inches while I was there.
Jeez.
I mean,
and then plus, and then the humidity shoots up to 100%.
Oh yeah, you sweat.
And then you've got, this portion of the show brought to you by Compass Sports Cards. You know, Compass Sports Cards, if you're looking for memorabilia from baseball, basketball, or football, they have it at Compass Sports Cards, plus the largest selection of baseball, basketball, and football cards. For trading, it's your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia. And they're also the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. It's open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, located at 1620 East Cypress Avenue, across from Hyatt Collision Center. We'll be right back, 7:19 in the morning. See, already you've got me past my break times. We're just, you know, wandering out here.
I love
63 degrees, 7:19 in the morning here on Freedom Day. I shouldn't say Freedom Day. Freedom from Newsom Day. How about that?
Reality Day. How's
reality
that?
Reality Day. I like
reality
that. It's even
day,
better.
Yeah.
Reality Day. We'll be right back.
G Shasta County, my name is Kathy Steinbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
How do you look into the desperate eyes of your 15-year-old and tell her no, she cannot play basketball because you refuse to have the school test her once a week when she's perfectly healthy? It's not easy, and it pained me to give my consent because I could no longer bear canceling one more thing in her life. Parents, none of this is temporary. Join me, Melody Fowler, in recalling our Board of Supervisors who refused to terminate our local emergency order. Join recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, and they are getting things done for the community. They are moving local dreams forward every day. Three branches, one down in Red Bluff, our Red Bluff friends at 500 Riverside Way, and of course two right here in town, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the Cornerstone Shopping Center, and 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but even more, just go on in there and talk to those friendly people. I'm here with Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction, and Perry Cremains, Just for Hunting. And would you call it today? Today?
Reality Day.
Reality Day when all the restrictions are lifted. Of, you know, not yesterday, not tomorrow, not the 1st of June. I don't even really know what to say about it, except let's talk hunting first.
Oh, yeah, we're going hunting on Monday. You and I.
You and I.
And Tuesday.
And Tuesday.
I need to get a Oh, yeah. I need to get some paperwork filled out for you, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
Yeah. You going to be here?
Yeah.
You want to go? We'll all three go. Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm going with probably, arguably, two of the best guides in, God knows, California.
Well, thank you, Carl.
No, yeah. Both. I mean, and thank I've been out with both of you. You guys are just great. And we're going out for Mr. Pig.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So far, it's Pig's 11. Carl Zero. So I'm,
well, you,
I'm
we
not
had
sure.
Some great adventures, not, though. You, yeah, we had some adventures.
We've
that
had
were
some adventures.
Amaze you.
We've had adventures, and one that because we could only shoot boar hogs, and we were in an area, and we came up on a bunch, pot of pigs, whatever you call them, and but they
pot
were tall
of pigs, pop.
They were in tall grass, so you couldn't tell if they were male or female. And we can only shoot males because Perry will then take our guns away from us if we don't.
I'm not a gun taker.
Well, he'll just restrict us
from
that area. He'll restrict us from that
area.
Right.
Yeah.
So
take your ammunition.
Yeah. So no, we'll fight for that. And so we couldn't tell if it was a boar or sow, and so we're sitting there discussing the anatomy of pigs, and for long enough, and finally we said, you know what, that's getting a little weird. And so, you know, Ted professes his love for me as a fellow warrior and a brother, and we're tight. And I said, well, look, the wind's blowing in our direction. Just you creep up there and get next to one of them and just reach down and see if it's a male or a female, and then I can shoot.
Yeah, we were 10 yards. No, I mean, it was tall grass.
But
yeah.
You know what, my brother refused to go over there and reach down and check if it was a sow or a boar. And then I just said, nod your head and I'll shoot.
Yeah,
and
while I'm there.
He refused. He refused.
Because I'm an instructor. I can't be downrange while you're pointing a gun down there. Other than that, I would have done
take
it.
Take a step back.
Otherwise, I'd have done it, you know.
You could have been yelled, range hot!
You know, it's the number one NRA rule of firearm safety. Always keep the muzzle pointed in a safe direction. That would be dangerous.
Tell us about Just for Hunting, Perry.
So Just for Hunting, local hunting, myself, and I have a partner that we run this business. We do some local ranches here as hunting clubs, and we do outfitted hunts not only here around the Redding area, North State, but we also do hunts in Mexico, Canada. If you want to go to Africa, Ted's going there next month, you know. We can find the hunt, whatever hunt you want, you know. And fortunately, we've been doing this long enough that our resources are vast as far as, you know, finding whatever animal you want. And for those of you that, last week or the week before, whatever it was, we drew California. Last week drew California, so if you were one of the blessed ones that drew a premium tag or something you need some help with, why, give us a call. Elk, deer, antelope, whatever you need, bears, we have the game available.
On your leases that you have?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What comes along with the guided hunt?
Well, so for instance, the pig hunt that you're doing, you know, it's generally a 2-day hunt. We're pretty liberal with that. If you say you book
yes, yes, you've been.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually we make sure you get a pig, right?
So, yeah.
And that's why Carl is signed up for life with us as a member.
You're a life member, Carl.
It could take for life for Carl. And I, you know what? I'm beginning to think it's me and not the guides I'm with.
Yeah.
No. So, just a matter of time.
Yeah, 2 days. If you come in early on Friday, if you book a Saturday, Sunday, we'll hunt that evening. Obviously, with the summertime, it's light late. Makes for a late evening, but, you know, the pigs, it's going to be later this week, 111, we have a lot of water. So they come to the water late. But you get a local hotel. And that way you have some good food and a good hot shower when you're done in the day. And usually middle of the day we take a break because it's too hot, and you go lay by the pool. So it's pretty easy on the pig hunts for sure.
So you shoot in the morning and in the evening.
Yeah.
So the rest of the day you're resting.
Yeah, usually. I mean, who wants to be out in an irrigated pasture, which is, you know, the water coming up with the sun? If when it's 105 degrees, the humidity just increases on ground level at that wet grass.
And what would you say is, and then we got to take a break. What's been you take people out of all ages, right?
Yes.
And all different physical conditions. What's been probably one of the most gratifying hunts that you've done?
Probably the most gratifying is, and always on any of the hunts that we do for juniors, not just juniors, but if we do a special needs junior or maybe critically ill, terminally ill, youths, that right there, being able to put back, and keep our, what we love to do going is the most rewarding thing that I ever do.
And we have, of course, disabled warriors that, but you can make accommodations for them if somebody's in a wheelchair or something like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Wheelchair. We actually had, one of our members and, local guy from CDA. He does special needs and, you know, it was a wheelchair bound youth that he literally had to blow into a tube to fire the rifle. So,
really?
You know, they made this apparatus that, hooked up to the scope through a cell phone. And, you know, of course, with the approval of Fish and Wildlife, make sure there was no electronics and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, he could just line it up and, blow into the tube and the rifle fired. The animal was dispatched and he got the experience of the hunt.
Wow. Probably an experience that you never hope to ever have.
No, a lot of people they don't understand the reward of that, and especially because we consume everything we shoot. You know, that is our food.
That's true.
Yeah.
And in fact, let's take a break and let's talk a little bit about that, because you're seeing a lot of people that are coming out to hunt from the cities. It's not just country people anymore that come out because of just that reason of there's no additives to the meat. But, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, guys, this is kind of it's not a secret, but every so often, we don't remember everything. We don't remember things that may be important to our wives. Like, this is the 15th anniversary of the day we met. You know, sometimes we don't remember that. But it's kind of big to them. That and little things like birthdays, Valentine's Day and stuff. Well, let me tell you about Four Winds Jewelry. It is the place that I go to anytime that I want to buy jewelry for Linda. And they are just wonderful people down there. They've got a huge assortment of different types of jewelry, from estate jewelry to Native American, to kind that you can design yourself. And they will help you. They will build it for you. They'll help you design it, and then they'll build it for you. So you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry to give to your loved one. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Ted Leidy and Perry Cremains.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios. Am I the only one having fun here? KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. And today I have with me Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction and Perry Crimmins from Just for Hunting. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over to Savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash right at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean. Now let me tell you, this is where I go into my truck. And the people are just great there. I mean, you know, it's usually different people every time you come in there, but they are always courteous. They do a great job on the truck. And Quick and Clean's been around, from what I understand, close to 100 years. Think about that. I mean, when cars first came out, somebody had to wash them. Well, Quick and Clean. Okay, we were talking to Perry Crimmins, and the last question was that a lot of people you see from the cities are coming out hunting because it's organic.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know what's in your food, you know, and we work with the local butcher, R&R. They do a great job on processing wild game. If you've ever went in there for just their regular meats.
It's a great place. It's
Those ribeyes.
Oh, I mean that's R&R meats is, you know, yeah. I'm so glad they expanded out so they could get, you know, have more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then if they ever can get the crab and the seafood, it's awesome as well. But
during that time, certain times of the year, that's where you can go down and get it at. But you could take a pig, to say you killed a pig. Do you have to skin it out? Or can you just bring the whole pig after you've got it?
You know, you need to have it skinned and field dressed is what we call it.
Yeah.
You know, take it down there and they'll process it into whatever you want, pork chops, sausage, any cut of meat you want, roasts.
I was thinking about a ham.
Yeah, they'll smoke. You can do a smoked ham, or I mean, nowadays it's almost crazy with these pellets barbecues, right? I have a Traeger,
yeah,
and really, it should be against the rules to cook with it because you can't mess anything up.
Yeah, so. I'm shopping for one right now.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there, you know, I had a friend that he used it, and he didn't like it because he couldn't get the flavor. It was more. He says kind of like a. He said it was kind of like a gas oven. I said, well, I didn't understand that reasoning because the pellets you can get with different
like mesquite or hardwood or cherry or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta realize that you can't sear with it.
No.
A lot.
Oh, okay.
Now they have searing tools in the Traeger now because so many people like want that seared look and feel and taste. You know how you sear the outside of your meat. When you just smoke it, you don't get that, of course. If you're just going to smoke it, you don't get the sear.
A wild hog. a ham, and a smoked ham with that. The meat is going to be, I would imagine, more dense. Of course, a lot less fat.
Normally, but you'd be surprised how much fat some of these wild pigs have.
Yeah.
But, and that's a tribute to the ground that we run, that they have good food.
Yeah. Ted, Northern Firearms Instruction. I tell people it's been around for, gosh, 12 years at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 13 years.
13 years. You started it on your kitchen table.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, tell everybody where you've gotten to with this thing. I tell everybody.
It's still on the kitchen table.
It's still there. It's just piled in foot-tall piles all over the place. No, you know, we started, when I first, I'll tell you what really got me going on it was I took my kids to a hunter's education class in 2007. I had only been retired for 1 year. They wanted to go to hunter's ed, and I went to a hunter's education class, and quite frankly, it just wasn't a very good class. And I could tell it wasn't a very good class. Of course, I had just retired from the Army, and so, you know, excellence is my watchword. And I looked at that class, and I thought, this is just really something horrible. So I thought, well, I'll go and learn how to be a hunter's education instructor, and I'll just do it for the kids. You know, and I still do that, of course. I'm still an active instructor. And so I started doing that, and I had such a good time at it that I thought, you know what? I'm gonna learn how to teach adults firearms, right? And, of course, I'd been in the Army forever, and I was always a light weapon specialist, and, you know, that's one thing I absolutely knew how to do. So I started doing my NRA training, and I went down to Manteca. I had to go clear to Manteca to take my basic pistol shooting instructor training, which, by the way, reminds me, a big shout out to my class over the weekend. I had an NRA instructor class here in Reading.
We
got 12 new instructors, all fantastic instructors, and they're going to go into the community and right here, including one company, Zombie Arms and Ammo, which I really enjoyed working with them, that had some really skilled instructors.
Well, you know, when you teach that, some people will just say, well, aren't you just bringing more people into competition?
That is true. But, you know, competition is good. And not only that, we have to keep the big picture in mind here. It's okay to have a company and make a little bit of money and enjoy yourself and have a job that you like, but also you have a legacy, and that legacy is of preserving our rights and freedoms as Americans. And if you can teach someone else to do it, and they go out and do it, and they do it well, hey, whatever. That's what it's all about. When I'm done and I retire, that's all I'm going to have is people that will do that behind me. And so it doesn't really bother me that much. And I'm helping them. I mean, I help a lot of companies.
No, I know
get
you
up
do.
And, go.
And you know, I've been in some of your classes where they were going on to be instructors.
Sure.
And the amount of work you put in for your instructors that you have just in your company, we are always going to further in education classes, coming up with new courses that we teach, that we as the instructors have to go through the course first.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, it's just like we sit there in classroom, we'll take turns teaching sometimes, but then we have to go out in the range.
Right.
And
shoot the course
to be able to get that, you know, that new instructor rating. So we have Zoom meetings on a regular basis. So we also, you know, because you got how far down? I mean, I say like 46 different places.
Sure. So it's 46 jurisdictions, but we go clear down to Visalia, which is just north of Bakersfield down there, and then of course to the Oregon border, and then all the way over to Humboldt County. We don't teach in Humboldt County yet. We've toyed with it for years. Wouldn't be hard to do. It's just a long way over there to get someone started and get a gun range going and all that kind of stuff. And frankly, we're busy. And we're so busy, you know, we're happy with what we got going on right now. And so now, especially now with my new real estate gig at House of Realty, I'm not really sure when that might take off, but it probably will. I'm going to keep NFI and it's going to keep going because it's important what we do. I mean, you know, there are people every day that buy a handgun at a store. One of our favorite stores here in town and don't know one thing about it. And they take that firearm into a home with kids and other people and they look at it and they try to load it and their fingers are on the trigger while they're messing around with it and they don't know how to unload it. And it's just it's a recipe for disaster. So I'm hoping that they contact us and they're like, hey, I need to get in front of someone and learn how to use this tool
And it's not
safely and responsibly. Yeah. And
but
so
it, but it's
they
not
get
a
our
concealed
class.
Carry class. It's it's just a learning how to handle your pistol and how to shoot it safely. It's not. It doesn't lead to a, it can lead, but it doesn't lead to a CCW. It's just safety. My favorite class so far has been one that all girls, some of them had never touched a gun before.
Oh yeah.
And we shoot every month. Every month we come out and they shoot some more because it wasn't just a CCW class, but they all wanted more education. So we do more each time. Like I am shooting at paper plates now, much smaller targets.
Oh yeah.
And manipulating the pistol and all this. And I'm just so happy to see is that, and they make it kind of, a gathering. And they all
it's
get out
there.
It's
a social thing.
It's a social
for sure,
thing.
That's
it's
for
social.
Sure.
And they're chit-chatting in between. I don't know how many times I've said, hey, I'm talking. Oh, okay.
that doesn't last very long.
Well, no, but it does because they are very safe, too, and they have become very competent.
Oh, yeah.
Pistol owners and pistol users, very competent, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. So looping all the way back around to the competition thing, I get it. I'm probably going to – one of these guys is going to – that's been through my NRA Basics of Pistol Instructor course or one of the other CCW, NRA CCW instructor courses or whatever going to pop up and really make a great company in town. I mean, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
But, that's fine with me. I'm good. If we have to recede a little bit or get a little smaller or lose a little bit to them, as long as they're a good instructor, right?
Right.
I don't really have a hard time with it. Now, there's great instructors, good instructors, and really what I consider poor instructors in every town, right? And I interact weekly, monthly with great instructors. Some of them are Joel Northrup's a great instructor, Chris Haggerty over at Old West, Jeremiah Johnson's a good instructor. Of course, all NFI instructors are great instructors. If I can't service a student, get him into a course, I'll call those instructors up or I'll send them over there and say, hey, here's your good instructor list right here. These are the ones. These are the ones I know.
Yeah, if we're filled up, and we can't do that.
Right, sure.
Okay, we got to take a break here.
It's all right.
Hey, Ready Rancheria is giving a free COVID-19 vaccine clinic today from 1:30 to 4:30 over at the Event Center. And then they're having another one a week from today, again at the Event Center. It's free. It's 1:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And it says here, receive $100 free slot play.
What?
Yeah, you come down and you get your COVID shot, your vaccination, boom.
Well, does that qualify for the California vaccine lottery?
I don't know.
We're in it. We could be millionaires already. We're in it. Did you know that?
We may have won that. We have a better chance of winning that than we have any other lottery, if you think about it. I mean,
hey,
only maybe like, what, 3 million to 1 instead of 150 million to 1? Okay, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Jeannie Maxwell is a fantastic person and so knowledgeable. She has her company divided into two teams, one insurance, one financial advice. And she's been doing this since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We would send people over to her who had lost their homeowner's insurance because of the fire. Not because they were in the fire, but because they were close to the fire. And you know what it's like in Redding, where if you live up in Sunset Terrace or other places, Tierra Oaks, they're just going to cancel your fire insurance. Well, we sent them to Judy. She got them the fire insurance, and then once they find out what kind of person and what kind of support Judy Maxwell gives, cars come over, businesses come over to her because that's the kind of work and the kind of person that Judy Maxwell is. Give them a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to rich4reverses.com.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at shiningcare.org.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes. 722-9992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Tuesday the 15th, or as we call it,
Reality Day
is, no matter what Governor Newsom says, we have been living our lives. Yeah, you know, you want to try and respect other people too. Of course you do. That's why so many of us wore masks for so long.
Absolutely.
And live, you know what, and you want to respect other people, but I'm not going to stop living my life. And I'm not going to cower. And I'm playing by, you know, rules, and I got vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, that's fine with me. I don't care. You're an adult. I'm not crazy about you taking your 10-year-olds in there or 12-year-olds and getting them vaccinated. But
no proof they need it.
And there isn't. But it's also, it's your, You know, it's your child. It's like forcing children to be vaccinated to go to school. I'm not crazy about that either. You know, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer. No, I get vaccinated all the time. I'm all for vaccinations. I've been vaccinated. Ted and I have been vaccinated more times than anybody. I would bet that lives in Reading, if you add up the vaccinations we've had, we've been vaccinated with stuff they wouldn't even tell us what it was.
Hey, we didn't even ask after a while. They just line us up on a wall and say, drop them. And we drop them, bang, it hit us.
Hold this in your hand till it warms up so it doesn't feel like peanut butter going in. And it's
That's a gamma globulin shot, whatever it's called. I don't even remember what that's called, but it's horrible.
I'm not against vaccinations. What I am against is imposing it on parents who have valid reasons they don't want to have 40 inoculations for their 3-year-olds. I mean, and I'm just exaggerating there.
Yeah.
But, so, when people say, oh, you have to be vaccinated, guess what, America? There's going to be like 40% out there. They're never going to be vaccinated.
Hey, this is America. It's a land of freedom, yeah. Right? If you don't want to get vaccinated, I stand behind you 100%. Yeah. Just like wearing a mask. I don't wear a mask normally unless I absolutely have to. Then I'll put it on and go whatever I got to do. I don't feel like it's an invasion of anybody's rights or freedoms for me to wear a mask. I'm vaccinated. Plus, everybody knows I had a horrible bout with COVID in November.
Yeah.
I respect COVID. That's why I got vaccinated. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in the science of it.
And
right?
When people tell me, well, who do you, if you know anybody that's had COVID? I go, oh, yeah.
Oh,
I got a buddy that he's a big, tough guy and here's the big thing. The warrior ethos.
Right.
The warrior ethos to fight on, to not quit, to keep going as long as you've got a breath left in your body. You've been that way. You've been trained like that, like many people have, and many of our friends.
And you.
And the fact is, it knocked you out.
Oh, man, it knocked me out, yeah.
Enough so that it was, you know, riding in an ambulance.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's a wake-up. I've had that happen to me before. That's kind of a wake-up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of quantifies it.
I fought it. Trust me.
I
didn't want
did.
To. My wife said, that's it. I said, I just want to go back to sleep. She says, you've been asleep for 10 days.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to sleep. It's not you sleeping that we worry about. It's you waking up.
Right.
We worry about, you know. Okay. Well, gosh, we've got 4 minutes left on this one. We have things in here about, somebody asked about, the assault weapon ban and with the new judge. And now Sam Paredes from Gun Owners California, we're going to have him on for a while. And he can talk about it too. But from a layman's point of view, can we go out there and buy one?
No, not right now. What happened is it's in the appeals process. And so he issued an order against enforcement of, California Penal Code 30605 and a whole bunch of others. But then he turned right around and stayed it for 30 days while they get the appeal going. Now,
unlike the magazine ban that the same judge.
Right, he opened it up.
He opened it up.
6 days or however during Freedom Week
in
2019.
And how long?
March 29th through April 5th.
And how many magazines were bought?
Oh, millions.
Millions here in California. I mean, it was.
And they're all legal.
They're all legal now, yeah.
They're all legal.
Until it actually makes it to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Is that gray or not?
It's only gray if you don't know the law.
Yeah.
Right? So I always tell my students, look, don't do it. Don't do it unless you're absolutely 100% familiar with how that law works, with the intricacies of it, and you have an attorney that's willing to back you up on it because you'll still get cited. I promise you that.
Well,
some law enforcement official will cite you. It's not his business to sort out when you bought it, when you didn't buy it. Is it legal? Is it not? He just saw a high capacity magazine, which is anything over 10, and cited you and said, well, let's go work it out in court, which is not good. So if you're not 100% like comfortable with the whole thing, I wouldn't carry around a high cap magazine, but that's just me. You know, because I don't expect everybody to understand how this whole Freedom Week thing works. Now,
yeah, you've got to be
on the other side. If you're comfortable, I want you to rock it. Your call. Yeah. I do. I'm not afraid of it.
And let's just say, I'm not afraid of it because I understand it too. And let's just say it. Shasta County.
Oh yeah.
And the city of Reading. They've got a lot more on their minds than seeing how many rounds you've got in your pistol.
Look, if they find a high-capacity magazine in a meth lab, getting cited.
Yeah, you are.
Or you're a felon with a firearm, which there's a ton of them,
and you
you're
should
getting
be.
Cited.
And you should be.
But, you know, otherwise, it's you know.
They're cool.
They got other things to do.
They're not going to say, hey, they pull you over for a minor traffic infraction. And you give them your CCW and say, you know, oh, where's your pistol? It's on my right hip. Oh, what kind of pistol you have? Oh, I've got that. Oh, really? well, you know, I mean, that could happen. Or they could just
it
say.
It could happen, and it could have a high capacity magazine.
And it could, but, you know, they're not going to have you. Now, if they asked for you to surrender the firearm, you do it.
What do you mean surrender it?
Well, if they wanted to see it.
You don't have a choice. It's law.
That's right. That's right.
So you have to
have a choice if they ask for it.
And if it has a high capacity magazine in it, you had better be able to answer it.
Yes.
That's all I got to say about it. If you fail the attitude
test,
we've got to
take a break for the news, and we'll be right back as Sam Perez from Gun Owners California will join us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has arrived in Geneva ahead of tomorrow's summit with Vladimir Putin. Mr. Biden seems to be softening his tone toward the Russian president. Earlier, Mr. Biden described Putin as a killer. Now he's calling him a worthy adversary. An important component of the U.S. economy, retail sales. They fell last month.
Sales were dragged down by a decline in auto sales, likely due to fewer cars being made amid a pandemic-related shortage of chips. The Commerce Department says sales dropped a seasonally adjusted 1.3% in May from the month before. Wall Street analysts expected a smaller decline of 0.5%. Economists expected retail sales to drop because of the lack of cars available for sale.
Correspondent Jeremy House says while sales fell, wholesale prices rose, up 0.8% last month. High temperature records are falling across the West in the midst of a punishing heat wave.
For Tucson, Arizona set a record. They made it to 112. We had a record in Salt Lake City of 103. And then all the way up in Helena, Montana set a record of 104. And that one actually really crushed the old record. The old record up there was 96.
And Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says we can expect more of the same today as the heat wave continues. California about to lift most of its coronavirus restrictions, while across the country in Vermont, that state has just lifted all of its remaining COVID restrictions. The enormous chemical plant fire rocked in Illinois continues to burn, and that is intentional. Authorities allowing the fire to burn itself out, which they say could take a few days. On Wall Street, stocks deep in the red. The Dow is down 156 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 74, and the S&P 11 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
The trial of Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and media mogul Jimmy Lai on national security charges was adjourned shortly after it began. The proceedings now scheduled to resume late next month, according to the BBC's Mariko Oi.
He has been one of the most vocal critics of Beijing through the newspaper that he's founded, Apple Daily. And he's also the most high-profile person to be charged under this new controversial bill. So his case is closely watched by the business community to see where the line is, really, especially because his assets have been frozen and banks have been warned not to do business with him.
China's government claims no abnormal radiation has been detected outside a nuclear power plant near Hong Kong following a news report of a leak. And Hong Kong's leader says her administration is keeping a close eye on that plant. News and analysis, townhall.com.
The U.S. and the European Union have reached a deal to end a dispute over subsidies to rival plane makers.
After a 17-year fight over aircraft subsidies to Boeing and Airbus, the U.S. and EU agreed to suspend tariffs for 5 years. The announcement came from the U.S. Trade Representative while President Biden attended the U.S.-EU summit in Brussels. The deal is good news for an airline industry that has been ravaged by coronavirus travel restrictions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The state of Maine is launching what's being called a back-to-work program. It includes $1,500 payments to residents who are collecting unemployment benefits and who return to work between the 15th and the 30th of this month. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks in negative territory with the Dow down 163 points, the Nasdaq is off 75, and the S&P 12 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesdays. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, or you can hop into our chat room with new rules at KCNR1460.com. Today is... I keep forgetting what word Perry Crimmins uses here.
Reality day.
Today is reality day. This is the day that Governor Newsom, you know, quote, opens up California. 8:05 in the morning here, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared's got the weather, and you know what? Today is the last nice day. If you're going to do anything, you might want to do it today. If you're going to go out and do power washing and, which by the way, Ted Lighty and I will power wash your areas there. Now, we charge $20 an hour, a piece. Now, we charge $30 an hour if we take our shirts off and $40 an hour a piece if you want us to keep them on. So,
unfortunately, I work pretty slow.
And yeah, so you know what? Expensive. If you've got a driveway, it could take us 2 days. If it's just a normal driveway, but then you get to hear us joking and stopping and trying to get the power washer started.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It starts from the minute we get into our car, we have breakfast, and then we come on over, and then we forgot we didn't put gas in it, so we have to go get gas, and this. So it starts from the minute that we get up in the morning. So it could get a little expensive.
Yeah, including the time it takes for the cops to write the tickets for indecent exposure if we take our shirts off.
Yeah. But then you get to see...
That's a public nuisance.
You want to see tats? There you go.
It's a public nuisance.
Jared, here's Sam Paredes is on the line listening to this. But Jared, what's the weather today?
It's currently 68 degrees. Today we have a high of 88 with a low of 66. Tomorrow a high of 104 with a low of 72. On Thursday we have an excessive heat warning starting at 11 a.m., a high of 111, a low of 75. On Friday, we have a high of 110, a low of 75. And on Saturday, a high of 108 and a low around 74. And that's when the excessive heat warning ends at 9 p.m.
Okay, and this excessive heat warning starts, of course, Thursday.
Then, correct.
What's it look like on Monday? Do we know? Do you have that by any chance?
It says sunny and hot with a high near 103.
Oh, okay. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts to seniors and veterans. It's a great place. Propane's all the same, so it comes down to customer service and the company itself. And that's Shasta Gas Propane. Nothing but accolades for these people. Chuck and Judy Kenny have done a great job in building a company like this and won awards for hiring veterans. You know, what can you say? What's better than that? Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Ted Lighty, owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, and Perry Crimmins, who is the owner and of Just for Hunting, of course, a hunting and guiding service here that really literally is all over the world. I believe, Perry.
Oh, yeah.
You hunt everywhere.
Yeah, we service
now,
it all.
When I say they own, they are both so involved in their companies. Ted instructs all the time, and Perry's taking clients out all the time. So it's more than just owning a company.
Or farming.
Or farming. Now, hey, on the line here is Sam Paredes, who is the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Hi, Sam.
Hang on a second. I got to catch my breath. You guys have me cracking up so much. The vision of you guys power washing is just, I can't unthink that. So,
oh, well, Sam, on, if you want to hire us, just for you, Sam, if you hire us, our time starts from the minute we leave heading to Sacramento.
And they'll charge me $60 an hour to keep your shirts on and to not do anything but sit around and chat and.
That's right.
Yeah, we may crank it up. We may crank up the machine. Maybe not. We haven't decided yet. Okay.
Yeah. Turn it into a mister instead of a water.
Mister.
You know?
Yeah. I never thought of that. You know what? We could use that in the backyard. Yeah, I just kind of mist and sip cool adult beverages.
Yeah. Listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, thanks for coming on today. We've been talking, Northern Firearms Instruction and, the idea of people learning how to use their firearms safely. And then just for hunting, about the number of people that come from the cities that come out to hunt. I would say, Perry, that many of your clients come out of the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah, Bay Area, and even as far as Los Angeles and up north as far as Seattle, even.
Yeah. So, I mean, and they're there to, they want to hunt. They want to be outside. And it comes down to eating organically. As people talk about organic vegetables, but nothing gets more organic than a deer or elk or a pig out there.
Yeah. Or bear.
Bear. You know, and unlike some people, I like bear. I like the taste of bear. I think, it's a little fat. You take an 8-pound roast and put it into a roasting pan, you may have, what, Perry? How much left?
2 pounds.
2 pounds. That's why you add the vegetables, the jalapenos, and a little bit of cream of mushroom soup.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mushrooms.
Okay. Hey, Sam, you were on a couple weeks ago, and I thought about when I was going to have a guy's day and talking again about some of the things that the state of California is trying to do to us. They had, I got something in the a press release that said that that law they were trying to pass, adding a surcharge on to all guns and ammo, failed. Is that true?
Well, it's true. What you heard was true. But you have to remember that all legislation in Sacramento is like a vampire or like a zombie. You can kill it, and it comes back to life. As long as the people that are in charge have a 2/3 majority, they can take some of these bills that have died, and because it actually died, it got in its 2/3 vote because it's a tax increase, 10% excise tax on the purchase of all firearms, 11% excise tax on the purchase of all ammunition, and precursor parts, whatever those things are. So it required a 2/3 vote. They could not get. Assemblyman Levine, the author, couldn't get 2/3 vote because there are a significant number of moderate Democrats who represent districts that are pro-Second Amendment. So they didn't want to raise the taxes, and so the bill died. Well, the author asked for reconsideration, which means that it came out of the coffin, and it gave him an opportunity to amend the bill because he was up against a deadline. All legislation that was supposed to come from the House of Origin was supposed to pass a week ago Friday. And what happened, he didn't make it. He didn't make the deadline. So if they were to vote on his bill, it wouldn't go into effect until next year. Well, that ticked him off. He still needed 2/3. He went to the Rules Committee and asked if he could amend it to add an urgency clause. Now, we're getting into the weeds with all of these details, but what he said is, okay, and he threw a hissy fit. I didn't get 2/3 vote, so I'm going to amend it for an urgency clause, which means it'll go effect the minute it's signed by the governor, and it gives him a little more time to twist the arms of his colleagues who didn't vote with him. That's what he's doing. So it died, yes. It's back, and it's kind of roaming down the street with its arms out. blood coming out of its eyeballs, and it's making it down the path. So we're going to work to kill that bill again. It's ugly, man. It's plain flat out ugly.
Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners California, is on the line, and we're going to take a break here, Sam. We got carried away with our power washing, and it took some time. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals in the country by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving 4 out of 5 stars in categories including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus the fact of all the things they do in our community around here and the support they give our community. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages.
Shasta County, my name is Kathy Stainbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
How do you look into the desperate eyes of your 15-year-old and tell her no, she cannot play basketball because you refuse to have the school test her once a week when she's perfectly healthy? It's not easy, and it pained me to give my consent because I could no longer bear canceling one more thing in her life. Parents, none of this is temporary. Join me, Melody Fowler, in recalling our Board of Supervisors who refused to terminate our local emergency order. Join recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Bott here with Ted Leidy of Northern Firearms Instruction and Perry Crimmins of Just for Hunting. It is 8:19 in the morning, about 68 degrees out there, going up to 88 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Anything tobacco? Head to Tobacco and Brew. Great premium domestic cigars, rolling tobacco, major cigarette brands, lighters, humidors, pipe tobacco, all the accessories that you could possibly want, plus grab bags of cigars for under $30. And these are great cigars. 2143 Hilltop Drive is Tobacco and Brew. Great people there. Shelley and her crew down there. I've known them since I've lived in Reading. Okay, Sam Paredes is from the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California is on the line. And Ted, what are some of the questions that are coming through?
So
a lot of questions, Sam.
Sam, there are some things that our listeners would like you to address. Number one, about the court case on the Cow Palace. Okay. First off, who is the plaintiffs in that case? Okay, and what's going on with it?
Well, the Cow Palace is kind of up in the air because the actual association that owns it, that manages it for the state, they're actually considering selling it. So I don't know that there's any movement on the lawsuit, and the people that were filing the lawsuit were the show promoters that visit that venue all of the time. Super successful. It is typically the only place where Bay Area residents can go to see different guns because there are no gun stores in San Francisco and very limited in some of the neighboring counties. So the gun show is a place that services the people who want to acquire firearms in the greater Bay Area. But it's the status. I'm not sure if they've decided they're actually going to sell it. If they sell it, it's going to have to be renovated because only as a state-owned kind of a county fairgrounds sort of a facility does it have the permits to be able to exist under private ownership. It is structurally very ancient and it needs to be modified and stuff like that. So that's where we are right now at the last I heard.
Okay, perfect. And how about an update on the strike down of the assault weapons ban? I mean, I know that's in the appeals process, but what do you think might happen after the 30-day time frame goes by?
That's a very good question. First of all, everybody has to understand that we already have a case before the Ninth Circuit that has already been briefed and heard by the court. It's called Rupp v. Becerra. It is the exact same issue on assault weapons. What happened was it was filed by the California Rifle and Pistol Association. They lost in the district court, so they appealed it to the Ninth, and the Ninth has already heard it. We got a 3-judge panel that gave us a hearing, and we're waiting to see what the court does. So the case that Judge Benitez heard in San Diego, awesome, gave us the best argument as to why the Assault Weapons Control Act is unconstitutional in California. He issued a stay to give the Attorney General, without any monkey business, the ability to appeal it to the Ninth. The Attorney General is going to appeal it. I believe that the court will probably rule on Rupp v. Becerra before they entertain Miller v. Becerra, which is a case that we've all gotten very excited about. And they are exactly the same issue. So the court might combine them. They might not rule on Miller and rule on Rupp, which would kind of supersede what happens on Rupp. In 30 days, the court's going to be hard-pressed to either rule on the existing case or issue a permanent stay on the Miller case. As of right now, don't convert your guns, folks. It's not time yet, but it's getting closer. So you have to hang in there with us. There's a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo and monkey business that we have to do, but we have to be engaged in order to have the outcome that we want.
Right, so it's really important to let everyone know that that ban, so to speak, is still in place and will be for a little while, but we're slowly but surely working towards an end to it or something else. But it will, you know, in the next few months, I think something will come out. Keep your ear to the ground.
Yes.
But it's positive so far. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Just listeners, keep listening to KCNR. Hopefully I'll come back and give you folks some great news as to the progress that we've made. And when we get to the point when we can convert all of our California compliant or featureless guns into honest to goodness AR and AKs the way they were meant to be, we will talk about it and celebrate it and maybe have that power washer party with adult beverages and celebrate.
You know, power washer party. Everybody bring their power washer.
Hey, yeah. Sam, can
yes, sir.
There's kind of a question here about banning or making decisions by fiat, in other words, executive order. You know, Biden just saying that, oh, you know what, all these 80% receivers and all this, you can't use those anymore. And what happens if he says something like that? Because we never know what this man's going to say.
Well,
executive order, I'm banning these. I'm banning people being able to build their own firearms like this.
Other than saying, my dear lovely wife, can you please pass my teddy bear? It's time for me to go night-night. He directs... He can direct the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to basically, which is what he did, change the definition of the laws, of the regulations, based on the laws that were passed by Congress. Now, the government tried to do that with bump stocks. They found, oops, the court said you can't do that. And that court case is still making it to the Supreme Court. But the courts ruled that the government cannot change the long-standing definitions that they stood upon for years and years and years to mean something different. So that's what they're trying to do with the 80%ers, is they're forcing the ATF to change the definitions of what a firearm is now to include an 80% lower that is not complete, you know, the parts that are required to assemble the gun. And so there's... lawsuits are flying right now, and it's being challenged in court. The only thing that the president really has the authority to do by executive order is control the inflow of firearms in the importing of foreign guns and ammunition into the United States. That he can control pretty much with executive order. But all of the monkey business that he's trying to do in the United States within the borders, within the existing laws that we have, because remember, he's not changing a single law. He's redefining what they mean. It's back to the old Clinton thing. Well, it depends on what the definition of is, and that's what he's trying to do. So, the guaranteed going to court on all of these issues. We're already there, and we'll be challenging all of those things. That's the long way around the barn, but that's the answer.
So here's a good question just came in, too. I'll answer my – I have an answer in my mind for it, but I'm going to ask you, Sam.
Cool.
Someone wants to know, is there a, and they use the term gun, but, you know, let's just talk about all weapons, that you believe the public should not own?
We're talking individual weapons. Yeah, you're not crew-served weapons.
Yeah, individual.
Okay. No, that's what I'm saying, because, you know, you get into crew-served, you know, weapons. I mean, now you're talking about a number of different things, but we're talking about the individual fires these weapons. That was an interesting question.
Yeah,
it's a great question. I believe that our founding fathers wanted us to respond when called as the militia and be able to stand shoulder to shoulder with the army, equally armed. That means that the arms that the regular militiamen would carry in order to carry out the mission that they're assigned to defend this country, to defend liberty, to fight against tyranny, those are the firearms that I believe our founding fathers wanted us to have. Well, in this day and age, it doesn't mean that we're going to have a, you know, tow rocket launcher or you know, any of the modern battlefield small nuclear tip weapons or all of these things. But it did mean that we should be able to get our M4, get called upon, and stand shoulder to shoulder with members of the military and receive our assignment as part and members of the militia. All able-bodied citizens above 17 years of age in the United States are members of the unorganized militia. and we should have the right, we do have the right, to have the types of firearms that your average infantryman would have when they're called upon to duty. Ted, I don't know if you differ from that, but tell me what you think.
No, I completely agree. I was going to mention the shoulder-fire optically tracked wire-guided missile systems should be controlled. I don't think we should have those on the streets today. But other than that, you're exactly right. And you know that's the way the founders wrote it on purpose.
And you've got
that's the way they wrote it on purpose.
And they wrote it that way because we were fighting a battle. We just fought a revolution against an oppressive government, and the militia played a big part in this.
Of course.
But you know
the biggest difference, Carl? The biggest difference. Here's the problem. In 1791, when you committed a violent crime, we hung you. That's the difference. Okay.
We hung you.
It was easy to write those back then because we hung you.
Yeah, we hung you. We put you in stocks. We flogged you.
Yeah.
And you gave somebody. You want to do this again? Okay. We flogged you this time. Next time, hey, we're gonna have a necktie party.
We coddle these scumbags now. We coddle them.
We've got to take a break, but Perry's got to run. Perry's on his way out again.
Perry, my brother.
Perry Crimmins, just for hunting.
It never ends.
How do people get a hold? Well, no, it isn't because you. When you think what hunting season's going, well, there's a lot of things going on that people hunt, pigs and like I said, you hunt all over the world. So how do people get a hold of Just for Hunting, Perry?
Best way is to go to our website, www.justforhunting.com, and just send me an email. If you feel like you need to call me, 850-888. 650-888-0808. But best avenue is to go on there and send an email. But yeah, anything you need with your California draw results, looking for local species or premium species, we're all about it. If we don't do it, we will definitely steer you in the right direction.
And that's what I like about Perry and Ted is if you guys are booked and somebody just has, say, a week to be able to do it in their jobs, you're going to put them with somebody that you trust.
Yeah.
And, you know, that to me tells me a lot about an organization that says, you know what, I can't help you because we're booked out, but I want, you know, call this guy. And he's somebody I trust and everybody, you know, things like that. And that, you know, that tells me that there's a lot of ethics going on right there.
Yep.
So, Perry, thanks so much for coming in today, buddy.
Thank you all. Always a pleasure.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where Ted and I go.
That's right.
Man's Last Stronghold, only place I've had my hair cut for a year. Well, since I lived in Redding, I had to break Ted loose from his stylist,
yeah.
I looked at a what? A stylist. He broke up with her, and there were tears.
There was tears, yeah. I didn't text her. I did it eyeball to eyeball like men do.
Like a man does.
Yeah.
And did she comfort you when you were crying?
She did. She comforted me. She said, thank you for doing that, Ted. A lot of people just don't show up at their next appointment. That's what she said.
Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, Jack, take my way, it's the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it's wine from Chicago.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our summer sale, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why.
This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. It is the, today is, why can't I remember that name?
Reality Day.
Reality Day. That's right.
Everybody comes back to reality.
Everybody
today.
Comes back. Well, everybody but Newsom.
You know what's pretty cool about Reality Day, about this whole thing is at least they are, opening up large venues.
Yeah.
Like in other states, they're opening up these large venues and have been for a week or two
Texas,
or three or whatever.
Florida,
and you show up with a vaccine card, you sit in one spot. You're non-vaccinated, you sit in another. That is nuts.
Yeah. Hey, 8:37 in the morning, 64 degrees, and River Common Senior Living is the sponsor for this segment. You know, if you're looking for a place that it's not an assisted living facility, this is a place where people go. Because they are active seniors. They've had enough of taking care of grass and of the lawns and plumbing and all this. So they go to a place that has a gourmet chef, that has a activities director if you want to get into that, transportation if you want the transportation, but you can have beautiful accommodations, have all those things that mean a lot to you around you, and you can even have your pets. All of this is at River Common Senior Living. For an arranged tour or have lunch over there and talk to some of the people, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Worry less, smile more at River Common Senior Living. Ted Leidy is here with me from Northern Firearms Instruction, and Sam Paredes is on the line here from Gun Owners of California. Sam, last thoughts here on what we need to look out for.
Well, the other side is those who hate the Constitution and hate the Second Amendment and want to get rid of it are right now working day and night overtime to try to overturn the Second Amendment because they are concerned that we are at the brink of getting a breakthrough from the United States Supreme Court that will allow us to overturn and wipe out a lot of these gun laws that King Newsom and his Royal Knight, Attorney General Bonta, think they can impose on residents of California because they don't care about the Constitution. So people need to be involved and informed right now. Go to our website at gunownersca.com. Google Gun Owners of California. Any gun organization that you're a part of that is in this fight, go to them. Find out what you can do to get involved, who to write to, who to call, how to listen to committee hearings, and where to get the latest and best news. Number one, listen to this station on what's happening in the courts, which is where we are going to restore the Second Amendment, I strongly believe. Big case before SCOTUS will be heard this fall, will be ruled on by spring of next year. If they do what we ask and what they have kind of implied that they're going to do, they will open the door for us to overturn the Assault Weapons Ban Control Act, the ammunition laws, the magazine laws, the 10-day waiting period, make California shall issue instead of may issue. We will have the ability to do that, but it only happens if people stay involved. That's the only way we can sustain it and keep the people that are professionally trained and focused on achieving those goals. That's where we are, guys. And that's why I appreciate, Ted, what you're doing with teaching more people. Once they become your students and engaged and proficient in the use of firearms, they're supporters of the Second Amendment for life. I know that happens all the time. Carl, you, the shining beacon of liberty and freedom that you have in your show and your audience is so important for us in our victory. And we are going to get there, but we have to stick together and keep fighting now more than ever, because we are that close.
You know, yes, sir. You yes, know, sir. And Sam, thank you for such kind words, but, you know, you have been, as long as we've had the radio station, we've been going to you as our, you know, our subject matter expert. And I know it must be frustrating for you so many times, you know, beating your head against the wall to people who really don't care about the Constitution, who don't understand firearms, and they could care less because it's a feel-good thing. But you have, y'all have made inroads, y'all have made differences, and we appreciate you coming on our show, and you always will be invited, buddy.
And I always appreciate you. And I always appreciate you, Sam, seeing at the CCW conference in California and all the different gun events as we go. I was like,
that's
"Oh,
right.
Dang, there's Sam, man!" It's always fun to see you, brother. You're
so
always a good.
Does that mean now, from what you said, Sam, I can go out and get a flamethrower? They're talking flamethrowers in the chat room today.
Yeah. Flamethrower.
Well, you know, as I was a kid, you know, a can of hairspray and a match was a flamethrower, and I had a lot of fun with that. You know, I think we. I don't recommend that.
You know, when I first came in, and then at the basic school where we trained lieutenants, we did a big demonstration for the wives. We call it Jane Wayne Day. And part of it was taking out a bunker. And when you take a bunker out, it's blind, burn, and blast. So, you know, a base of fire on it, and then somebody comes up and throws a Willie Peter at it for the blinding part. That was one of the lieutenants. I was the one who had the flamethrower. Now, we didn't use it was still in the inventory. So, you know, I was taught how to use it, and the young Marine teach me how to use it. I couldn't help but look, because he had scar tissue, like burned scar tissue, from like his neck into his, you know, to his skivvy shirt covered it. And so I went out there with the flamethrower, and I mean, it is great. But behind me was a Marine with a fire extinguisher. Did that tell you something? And I'm out there going, why the fire extinguisher? Well, sir, you know.
Hey, which reminds me, we owe the fact that we are even engaged in the fight to our veterans who have sacrificed so much for us to be able to truly live in liberty and freedom, that they have the ability to fight back and to vote and to move and push our government. If not for what they have sacrificed, we wouldn't be here. And then those who are our protectors, our sheepdogs, our law enforcement and first responders and firefighters and medics and stuff, you know, we are so blessed to have them. And again, we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing without all of their support. So thank you, and God bless all of you folks that are out there and have sacrificed.
Definitely.
Love you guys.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, let's take an early break and come back. I'm sure we can find something to talk about here in the next 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil, by the way, has been around since 1967. I just had lunch the other day with Bill Casparino and Dana, who is the leadership there. Both of them came up through the ranks. This is an employee-owned company. They are out there on the front lines with the fires. Their people are making sure that our firefighters have got the gas and diesel and all the fuel they need. And then they're constantly making those jet fuel runs at the, to keep our planes and helicopters in the air. They are looking for drivers right now. This is an employee-owned company. They have great benefits. They take care of their people. They've got daily runs. They've got over the road runs. They are a super company to work for. They're always looking for good people. They're your Toyo heater dealer, and you can reach them at 241-1167. And they also have the fleet fueling cards, which I have one of. And Ted will attest to this. We were in the middle of the desert in Nevada at 10:30 at night and pulled into a one-pump station. You remember that?
It was at Nye, Nevada, NYE, Nye.
Nye, Nevada. And guess what? That fuel card worked.
Thank goodness it worked.
Thank God. Because everything was closed. We were out of gas.
Nothing was open.
Nothing was there, but it worked. And that's an example of the types of support that SSTO has. Great people, great jobs, great employment, and employee-owned company. We'll be right back. 64 degrees, 8:45 in the morning.
On July 21st, 2020, a local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association presented the Board of Supervisors with a resolution to support and defend the Second Amendment in Shasta County. On May 25th, 2021, Modi, Comente, and Rickard voted to never have this resolution be put on the agenda for consideration. These supervisors do not support the Second Amendment. I'm Gary Oxley, treasurer of a local chapter of the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Please recall Modi, Comente, and Rickard.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at Shining. Care.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world,
We strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Welcome back to Creek Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today. Tuesday is Linda's day off. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give us a call. We got the last, 11 minutes here that we're willing to throw, anything you want to talk about, we will listen to and then either go, or we'll attack. 605-4567. Now, that is profanity, actually. Don't worry about it. Let's talk about our chat room. I've talked to you about what's going on. About 2.5 weeks ago, we got some trolls in here that were just nasty. And they were attacking. And it's one thing to disagree. Like, we've got great today in our chat room. It's great. They're disagreeing. There's questioning each other. But that's fine. It's civil. But this person, and I think it was one person, maybe two, that were just nasty. And so we were banning them. And we found a way to just, how many steps is it to ban somebody forever?
It's not many.
I know. It's like one, two. Yeah, forever. And everything they've ever written. So I got into that. And, I don't like doing that. I'm a First Amendment guy, obviously. But when you say things, you've come into my home on my chat room that I pay for. And somebody says, well, how can you do that? First Amendment, you always are supporting. I said, it is, but my house, my rules. And I won't put up with it. So it was going on. So now we've got new ways to check in that you have to use your email. And so I have no problem with that. I'm not going to ever publish emails. I'm not going to publish names. However, if you're nasty in here, I will. I promise you, I'll send you an email asking you to cease and desist. How dare you come into my house and talk like that? How about if I came down to your business and started yelling, F you at the top of my lungs in your business? You wouldn't like it. So that's my reasoning behind it, my friends. I don't want to do that. I think that our chat room is, I was listening to it yesterday. It was going on and on yesterday after the show. Yes, this is an open forum. If you want to get into it and discuss things back and forth, and you're keeping it civil, or, and you can go back at each other and say, I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, I got no problem with that. It's, but when you go into the attacks and use profanity, I will not sustain that.
So, well, it's just a civil issue. I mean, come on. We can have civil discourse. We can have talk. We can have discussion. I love debate. Here's one of my favorite things is someone who will message me or reply to one of my Facebook posts or whatever and talk bad about the NRA. I love that because then I'm like, okay, let's have a talk about the NRA. What is it that bothers you? And you know what I get normally? Not very much.
No, it's
I normally
it's a dog
get
whistle. It's a dog whistle. It gets people going. Oh, the NRA. The NRA, there were two letters written to the editor of Record Searchlight discussing Gay Pride Month. It's not Gay Pride. It's LB, whatever it is.
It's just Pride.
It's Pride Month. And one of them says, I was surprised. I wish we could have had a unanimous, but we still are respecting these people. And they talked about the suicide rate of young people that are gay. And it's higher and all this. But then the second letter said,
you know what? When you come out and you propose something like this, you've got to have an honest debate about it. And the two supervisors that voted against it said why. Not that they don't believe everybody shouldn't have equal rights. It's because I don't want to single out groups to say, oh, you are special because you're this group. And the other one said, well, you know, I also am, you know, I support, you know, everybody, nobody being ostracized or being, you know, people working against them, but for my religion, you know, blah, blah. And she said, if you, you know, you've got to expect open debate. The other thing, too, is when we start singling out groups because they've been treated unfairly, what about something like the NRA, which has been under attack for years? There's many people here in the North State that belong to the NRA. Should sure. there be an NRA month?
Right. I know, you know what, Carl, your point is so valid, and it's my point also. We all want to feel special, right? We all want to feel special. We want to have a day in our name and a parade and everything else, and I'm into it. I love it. It's your gig. But, you know, when we make a big deal out of someone's, and here's a poor word, but I'm going to, individuality, right, or specialness, it divides them and it brings attention to them when really, if I was in that community, I would just want to go ahead and live my life and work my job.
Be treated just like everybody else.
Be treated like everyone else. But when you do that kind of a division, if you want to say, or cut out for them, then it makes them different than everybody else. And really, if I was in that community, I just wouldn't want to be. I'd want to live my life particularly well and get along with everybody and do, and, you know, and just have a, not be so special. Just be a regular person that loved who I loved. And I'm into that. I got no problem with who you love. That's not my business. I don't like fish, mushrooms, or avocados. You know that. And this is America. No one makes you do anything. You get to do what you want to do in this great country. You get to believe in the God you love and the God you believe in and all that kind of stuff. So.
And anytime you know. I can, I try to push an avocado onto a tit.
Ugh.
And believe it or not, you know, Ted and I travel a lot.
It's obviously
we go
a texture
down,
thing.
And we sit in a car together for hours. And this is one of the good things though about being a guy, is that we can go for 2 hours and not say anything, and we still like each other, and we don't worry about the other person not liking us. But we get into a lot of discussions, and you would think, well, you and Ted probably think a lot alike on everything.
Oh, no.
No, we don't. Mm-mm. We can get in discussions. But the thing is that we listen to each other, and there is the difference.
When we disagree, we have a debate.
Yeah, and we may not change each other's minds, but when we stop and we go out and pee in a bush, and we have a beer later on, I mean, we don't. It's made no difference to our friendship.
It's just a whole bunch of no, Carl. You're not hearing me. You're not hearing me, Carl.
No, I hear you fine, but your arguments are incorrect.
What did we say? Oh, your argument isn't relevant.
Argument's
not relevant.
That's not logical.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense to me.
It.
Of course, when I fixed his stereo system, that was okay too. Remember, I moved the wire.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
fixed it.
Yeah,
okay. We were ready to go after that to Pahrump, Nevada.
So, to Pahrump, which, by the way, November, baby.
November, baby.
Going down for rifle and pistol this
year. Now we're trying to figure a way that we can spend a whole week down there.
It's going to be a week.
It's going to be a week, and, you know, the girls just nod their heads and just, you know. We'll meet you down there in Vegas. So, okay. Tomorrow is Wednesday. The sheriff is scheduled to come on. It's going to be an interesting show.
Oh.
Yeah, but I also think I'm getting ready to have a young man on that I'm trying to get him on that owns a stables here. But he's also a competitive team roper. And I thought it would, you know, after talking to him, I thought, you know, this is extremely interesting. You know, people go, roping. You don't realize what an athletic event that is. I'm not talking about the tie-down roping with calves. These are steers that you've seen at team roping. One goes for the head, one goes for the feet. But if you watch it, and if you ever watch it in slow motion, we think about, if you ever watch things like a receiver up in the air catching the ball, or an NBA player, not that I watch basketball, but I have in the past, the moves they make and how graceful it is.
Athletes,
when you watch something like this, everything that happens in this, the exact positioning of the horse, the positioning of their hand, and how they move. I mean, it's just as athletic. It's just as graceful. As some of those, you know, is any other sport that people are good
at?
Oh,
there's no, yeah. And it's very competitive. Absolutely competitive. You know, one last thing in the chat room about, I am a Second Amendment supporter, but I do not believe that the Second Amendment applies to people who are here illegally.
You know what?
A legal resident. If you're here legally, then you're here legally.
Or you got a green card, or you're here legally.
You're legally.
We got no problem with that.
You're resident.
You're here illegal? No. And we've got, the last thing is, in our last few seconds here, felons.
Oh, no.
You know what? If they would take people who commit crimes and they use guns in it, and what they've done is they've reduced that in the state of California.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What does that tell you? You can use a gun in a crime and get out of jail earlier, yet they want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens who have committed no crimes. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, it's just poor leadership. It's poor hanging. Yeah. It's low hanging fruit. It makes it look like they're doing something when actually they're doing nothing, right? They're doing nothing. And so, if they were doing something, when a felon went to touch a firearm, he would run. He would run from that firearm. He'd be so afraid of it.
Absolutely.
If they were doing something, but they're not.
Okay, got to run.
All hey, right, Carl. Thank you, brother.
Ted Whitey. 530-999-1822.
1822.
And you can also go to his.